Meeting to order. It's going to be a special meeting to discuss the hiring and part-time employee contract work for cleaning and maintenance services with people services for water and sewer needs. Special meeting also will be serve as a workshop to review the 2014 proposed budget. And I'll start with that. Pledge allegiance.
My pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Evening. Yes. I'm going to start out with
Greg Stang for People Services.
Okay. Greg Stang from People Services.
Okay. I only have five of these lists. I'm going to have to type over, but just kind of explains who we are, what we do. I'll kind of go over some of the bigger things in there. We are People Service, and what we do is contract operations of water and wastewater facilities. Locally, we're actually fairly strong here. We have Arlington, Green Isle, New Germany, Winston, Lester Prairie. We all have contracts with who we take care of the water and waste. So we have a good core in the area already. We pretty much, one of the beauties of the company is we can tailor to what the city wants. Like in the city of New Germany, we're basically there during the week, every day, doing the checks. We do the backwash, water plant, that kind of stuff. Do all the sampling of the ponds, do all the discharge, everything like that. Do the monthly reports for the state. They have issues with them, but they're supposed to have a maintenance guy that takes care of all the day-to-day other stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we have there. In Arlington, we do basically everything with water and wastewater. We read the meters, all the hydrant flushing. Well, we do Germany's hydrants also. But we do everything in Arlington with water and wastewater. All the sewer cleaning, all the hydrant flushing. We schedule if there's water breaks. We take care of getting all that scheduled and everything like that. We're never usually the ones that go down into the hole because that gets to be such a liability issue. And who's digging, who's in the hole, that kind of stuff. So generally we try to line it up. And it's basically we can tailor the services to what the city is after. You know, with our services, you know, you get the personnel, and you know, we take care of all the training for the personnel to keep up their credits for their licensing and everything. We do day-to-day operations, depending what the depth is of where what services the community's after. Mm-hmm. There's some where we, when they're in between operators kind of thing, if they don't have a licensed operator for, you know, some of them, we just signed on one until January because they're looking for a Class A wastewater operator. Mm-hmm. So we're covering certification until they can pick that guy up, you know, whoever it might be. We handle everything with the, you know, compliance with, you know, we read the permits, understand them, know what it is to, we know what we have to do before we discharge the ponds, know what we have to do for the fluoride reports, chlorine, the water plant, all that stuff. We do all the ongoing communications with any of the state agencies, with the city. One of the things, you know, depending the depth of a contract, you guys could get either monthly reports, quarterly reports, however you guys want it, of the water and wastewater facilities, how they're, all the flows, how much chemical you're using, what the test results are at the ponds, what the test results are with your fluoride. You know, basically, we tailor it to all the council how much they want to see. Some councils are overwhelmed by it, don't want to see any of it. Other councils, they've had major issues with their water, and they love to see these nice reports with low iron, manganese, that kind of thing. So every council is different that way. Depending, again, on the scope of services, we have a excellent preventative maintenance program where we can basically, like on our full service contracts, We have a gentleman that comes in, and we try to find every single O&M book for every piece of equipment the city has, you know, such as the generator you were talking about before, any of that stuff, and we get work orders generated for every piece of equipment according to what the O&M manual says. So, like, weekly, if it's weekly, start the generator, run it for 20 minutes, whatever it might be, to, you know, if it's at a lift station, we'll probably get a work order once a month to check the floats, that kind of thing. You know, lift up all the floats, tip them, make sure, you know, the high-level alarm, low-level alarm, everything's working. They're just try to cover every piece of equipment to make sure it gets work, that we get work orders on them. And they are computer-generated. The guys get emails and get all the work orders. And then by the 25th of every month, they have to have them all turned in. When they complete them, when they complete the work orders, they basically document what it took to do it, if it was 5 quarts of oil to change oil and something or whatever, what oil filters are needed, how much time approximately it took, that kind of stuff. Then they submit it back. So they basically have that the next time when they get that work order. So it's been working very well. You know, we can take care of we can go around and read water meters. We can, you know, do manhole inspections. We can do sewer jetting. We can get into the hydrant flushing. We do a lot of communities where we're full service. We do locates, the daily locates at for Gopher State. And then as far as the security, we basically will secure any facilities as much as the city provides us with the security. If there's a gate around a facility, you know, at the ponds, it's probably a gate or whatever, we'll always make sure it's locked up, and water plant, keep it locked, and that's nobody's in there, that kind of thing. Appearance, we actually take pride in all of our facilities. We welcome council, any city people to come into the facilities at any time because we try to keep them neat and clean. I always enjoy doing tours with people. You know, you have a new water facility there, a pretty nice one. There really ain't that much to see in a water facility, but it's still people can kind of look around and you can explain it to them, that kind of thing. We take pride in the appearance of the facilities and we want to do the best we can for the communities. And then, you know, if you guys looking at upgrades, all that kind of stuff, I've been involved in numerous projects and I kind of enjoy now going over plans and trying to pick apart little things against the engineer because they design for way up here when way down here is going to do probably better at a fourth of the cost, that kind of thing. There's a lot of, they love to put things in there that you really don't need and in the future is going to cost a lot more. I've seen it too many times and they are, they kind of need a watchdog over them. There's been several projects we came into where the cities get involved and project engineer gets it all going and everything, and then all of a sudden they have no one to operate it. So we come in and it's like, wow, this little community got this? Yeah, but there was grant dollars there, and the engineer felt the need to spend them. So it'd be nice once in a while to have a operator look at the stuff before the council even approves them because there's usually where places where you can cut back, definitely. But that's kind of quick. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Jim, what are we looking for on these guys to be doing during the week? I mean, are they every day or every other day or once a week? Or?
Well, I think daily.
Daily. So there, I suppose there's meters that have to be read every day and stuff, I would imagine.
Yes, huh? Yes, water plant for sure. Yeah. Ponds generally, once a week, you have to go out to do pond depths, that kind of thing is pretty much standard, except for when you're discharging, then you'll have to sample first. And
so the main things I'd be looking for them to do is to kind of take care of probably at least a half hour a day, I guess, is, you know, that's about what it takes, at least just to do the rounds and the readings. And I guess also what I'd require, if we have any issues or concerns or maintenance items that would need to be addressed, that you guys would be able to, you know, to kind of take care of those things. And then also I'd ask that they do the discharging, because that is time-consuming. For the ponds. I think on the weekends we can fill in the gaps there by either myself or council or someone else stepping in to do the readings. Because it's roughly you charge $50 an hour, right, Greg, during work hours?
Yeah, and, you know, and what we can do is if you guys can kind of, well, let's say you're saying that if you could say like 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week, something like that, we could try to come up with a more of a concrete price instead of $50 an hour. Then anything above and beyond that would be the $50 an hour or after our normal work hours for the guys, between 8 and 4. After that, or weekends, it's $75 an hour. So if you have a main break or something, wherever the guys have to hang out and help for, that kind of thing. What we'd be doing is the guys from Arlington are the ones that go to Green and also do all the backwash and water. They do all the hydrant flushing and all that stuff. We're doing a sewer study there right now, trying to figure out where all our extra water is coming from with the engineers. So we're in Green a lot daily also, so they just, you know, what is it, 5 miles.
I think we should have you do that too, the flushing of the hydrants, because we are in September already, and that's typically about when we did them, and they're probably due to be flushed again.
You'll have to, when that happens, we'll have to talk to you about what's going on with the water tower too. I see that they're painting now. They might have some other issue that they're got it shut down or whatever, you know. But yeah. But yeah, there'll be, you know, water flushings and.
I guess ultimately it's up to council's wishes. And one thing I'm going to recommend to council is that we need someone to take care of it ASAP. I've checked with other cities. There's a lot of other workers that work with other cities. They're roughly about the same, $50 an hour. I'm more comfortable personally going with people services because of the number of guys you have. You know, that way we're not tied to one person. So where you have guys floating around, we'd have people, you know, possibly available versus one city sharing, you know, one guy amongst four cities. Whereas here we may have, you know, 6-7 guys, you know, floating around an area that can help or assist in issues. And considering it's about the same price, I guess I feel that's a better option, but ultimately it's up to the council. But council's going to have to, what I'm going to highly recommend, council needs to make decisions. I'm not qualified to run that water treatment plant.
That's a Class C facility.
C, correct.
Do you agree to re-sign a contract with this company then for a certain amount of time?
And that's what we'd have to come up with, what we want to do hourly. I guess what I would like to see something is that at least, you know, half hour to an hour a day, because, you know, the sampling, I've never done any of the water sampling. I mean, that we probably should be doing daily.
Water testing, yeah. We should be doing, like, chlorine and stuff daily because that can change.
You know, that and
it.
Fluoride, probably weekly.
Yeah, fluoride.
You know.
Chlorine has to be done when the sample's full of fluoride if you don't have time that day. You fill the bottle, then you can do several, but you still want to stay on top of it.
I guess whatever requirements we need to, you know, meet, I think, what is it, minimum at least 2 hours?
Yeah.
A week?
Yes. That's, you know, just a
water,
cover certification.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, really, I wouldn't say any more than 5 normal hours a week for water and sewer.
Okay.
And then 2, I don't know how we could write that up, but if there was any maintenance issues that needed to be addressed, you know, that you guys, you know, that we would contract with you guys to address them, say a pump goes out. You know, like the permanganate pump goes out and that needs to be, you know, fixed, or we have a leak of something or something's not working right, you know, that we're able to contract with you guys to take care of the issue, you know, and keep providing, you know, water service and sewer service to the residents.
To do all the sampling and the reading, I mean, we're not going to have them read the meters, right? We're just going to have them read, what's at the station, right? Or are you talking about they're going to go from door to door and read the meters?
Not water meter
not
readings.
Water.
No, just the plant readings.
Plant readings.
Yeah. And take care of that.
So do the readings and and the flushing and then the sampling is, I don't, is 5 hours enough a week?
Well, but the flushing is just a one-time shot. So
yeah. Right, but yeah.
If you can come up with what you think is about what you need, and Jeremy thinks about what we need, so we kind of hit a happy medium, so everybody's comfortable with it. I agree with Jeremy that we should move on it.
But we have to.
Yeah.
Well, how much time would we need to do that stuff in a week?
Well,
how long does it take you guys to do that?
The come in, do the daily rounds and everything, you know, we almost have to figure an hour with the fluoride, chlorine testing, that kind of stuff. Not every day we'd go out to the ponds, but a couple times a week probably for sure, and then one of the days you got to do pond measurements. Get all that, because on your permit.
Weekly, it has to be observed.
Exactly.
Minimum weekly.
Minimum of weekly, yes. Until you get to know it all better and everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the 5 hours a week will not be enough once it comes time to
discharge.
Start sampling the ponds, and then you got to get them shipped away or however it is here. You usually ship to UC Labs. And then you got to start discharging. Then you got to come back every day. You can only discharge 6 inches per day. So you got to come back and pull different slide gates, however it is here. You know, they're all different. And then you got to. So it's going to be every single day you're going to be out doing more of the work with the ponds. And then we also have, at the end of the month, we have a fluoride report that has to go to the State Department of Health, and the DMR, which is your wastewater report for the ponds. There were two reports that have to get filled out and submitted to the state. And they'll take time also.
At the end of the month, do you have a report for, say, like the council at their meeting to see if there's any maintenance issues or anything that you can see?
That's one of the things we can definitely do too.
Could do, yeah.
You know, if there's no issues, there might not be any. But,
yeah.
You know, if there's a
right
something major that goes out of a potassium pump or to.
No, so is there a way we can write it to say that we contract for 5 hours a week plus any maintenance issues, reporting requirements, discharging of ponds and
water main breaks or whatever.
You know. Water
hydrant flushing.
Water main breaks and hydrant flushing.
Or, you know, do you want to get specific like that, or there can be, you know, somebody could run into a fire hydrant too that it needs to get, you know, totally rebuilt, that kind of thing, or just
right.
Just you know, minimum 5 hours per week, and then for X amount, and then anything above that is going to be $50 an hour for.
Sure. Yeah, we could do some of that nature.
Flushing of the pipes, the short pipes. What do you call it, jetting?
Yep.
Does somebody have to be there when them guys are here doing that? And he's got to do something like that, or a report on it, anyone?
Or he's going to go and
always do it. Is the contract done for a week, or can we do, like, since we have some of these extracurricular things that we know we'll be doing, at certain parts of the month, can we contract per month? Or is it a weekly contract? Like, what I'm getting at is, we know probably 5 hours a week is what we're going to need just to do the general day-to-day items. But we know we have a couple of things coming down the pipeline, so could we contract, let's say, for a calendar month, contract for 40 hours type of deal. So we know we're going to be using 5 hours each week, and then I don't know if that's too many hours left over afterwards to do the flushing and the end-of-the-month reporting and the other sample that you guys have to do.
It's hard to predict because I could give you a good breakdown if we know nothing's going to happen.
Exactly. I know.
You know, but things do happen. And two, I don't know how long it takes to flush hydrants, you know, do all the hydrants in town. I don't know that.
Well,
I haven't been associated
with
that.
And I'm assuming that if we do this 5 hours, if we do like a 5 hour contract, it's not going to be at a $50 rate. It's going to be at a lower rate. Is that my assumption? Am I correct with that?
Probably, yeah. I think we'd be able to.
So then if we contracted for 40 hours for, let's say, the month, and we got a little bit, you know, of a discount or a break in there, and then if we ran over our 40, we use our 40 hours up, and we still have other things to do, and then we go to the 50.
Well, then we go to the 50, yeah.
Or what we do, you know, a lot of them, I think if that's how it is, and Green or whatever, so we just have this is what we're going to take care of. You know, we spell it all out, and this is what the fee is going to be. You know, don't talk about
don't
hours.
Talk about hours.
No, it's just this is a set fee, and we're going to do the hydrant flushing. And, you know, we spell out totally what we're going to take care of, and then it says, you know, and anything above and beyond. And
it's 50 and up.
Yeah.
I think that may be
that sounds like a better
route to go. I like that idea.
So that X amount per month.
Yeah. You know, yeah. For taking care of these
might
duties.
Be like up to 30 hours that we have
right.
to put in or something.
Right.
I know a lot of weeks, 5 hours won't be enough. Probably
yeah, because the thing I want to make aware to council, too, is when we do get to the point where we hire back a full-time maintenance person, that person, unless they already have them licenses, it's going to be a year before they can even try to obtain them.
And that's just their wastewater they can
that's
get in a year.
Wastewater.
If they pass their water, they can take their D as in dog water after
water.
The first year, then they got to wait another
year. Another? Is it another year?
I think it's two.
Or two?
D to C. To check for sure now.
I'd have to look at that. But you're looking at a minimum 1 year sewer and a minimum two for water. Before you get someone in your license, unless
if they pass right away,
yeah, and that's if they pass. So,
well, I would, unless you have the list in front of you today, and if you can quote the list of what we want them to do, I would say let's have you give people sort of the list of what we want them to do, get the quote, and then obviously move forward at that point in time.
We could almost say we'll take care of your water and wastewater, you know, cover certification, do the day-to-day, except for weekend readings.
Yeah, I think the weekend.
I don't know whenever I can, you know.
I guess I don't know. That's up to council. I wish Dick was here because I proposed to Dick that I would do the rounds and get compensated for the hours, as we have in our handbook, but Dick wasn't excited about that. So I don't know what the other council members' thoughts are. I'm not going to get compensated. I don't see why I should have to do it then. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to weasel out of anything, but I feel if you had a maintenance person that was getting paid $80 basically a day and I offered to do it for 25 and I got shot down, why should I do it for nothing?
You have someone in Green Isle and Arlington.
Otherwise, you can pay them $75 a day.
Yes, they do go
out. I'm throwing that out there, but I kind of got some feedback that weren't too excited about my proposal. So.
But I think that was just one person's feedback, right?
Yes. So that's why I'm asking the council as a whole what they want to do there. I'm just looking to try to save a few bucks here.
Right.
Well,
I mean, obviously, if we have an issue on the weekend, we're going to need to call you guys and we're going to have to pay that higher rate. But I just can't see doing it every weekend when, you know, same wood, but knock on wood, things, you know.
And so what is this rate that we're talking about for this 5 hours? Is that $30 an hour or $40 an hour?
I'm not for sure where exactly I would be. So I got to work with my boss to get on
right.
pricing.
I know Jeremy wants to get something locked in tonight. And I don't blame him for that. And I think that's good. I'm not sure we can do that if we're going to make all these lists and whatnot. Is this approval something we can wait until the next council meeting on Tuesday or not?
Well, I'd say we have to have something put together and signed. And hopefully sign something Tuesday, and if we can get you guys on board for that next Wednesday, that's a possibility for you guys. That's my goal.
If you want, we could even start, we could have guys here tomorrow to help learn things for the $50 an hour until we can get the rest figured out. That'd be up to you guys.
I'm fine now till something happens.
That's it. We got to have something in place if something happens.
Because all of a sudden, things aren't kosher when I come in and do rounds in the morning. Where am I going? I need direction.
And if we've got these people in place and we agree on 5 hours a week or whatever it is, and whatever they're $30 or $40 an hour, and then if something else comes up, they go for this rate of $50 an hour or whatever, and if it's an emergency, you know, you got to do it. But, you know, we should set a cap on it so they have to come and get approval from you or somebody so all of a sudden we don't get hit with a $1,500 bill. So I think we have to have a limit on it, but I think we have to act rather quickly and have to act prudently And it seemed like...
How can you put a limit on it if it's an emergency
issue? I guess that's probably the wrong...
People need water. It's...
Yeah, no, I understand that. But, I mean, you know, if there's one of the pumps is out, you know, can we get by with one pump until, or, you know... I don't know. What I'm saying, I'm skittish about the fact that, you know, in the past we just basically haven't set a limit. And I think we've gotten burned a few times. And so I think common sense is going to be the rule here. You're going to be the one that's going to probably have to make the decision. And, you know, I have every confidence in you that you'll make the right decision. I'm comfortable with giving you that authority. So I think if we can get a listing of what you're going to do basically during that 5 hours, and then at whatever rate that is, and then when something else comes up, the council approves it or Jeremy approves it at so much an hour.
So what are your thoughts on, you know, like you talked, is right now lining them up at the 50 and the 75 till we have something to sign on Tuesday night?
I don't have a problem with that.
You know, like you said, Greg, you know, right now we just contract, do something straight out right now while we're putting something together so we have coverage. You know, 50 an hour, 75 yep. after hours.
Yep.
And then Tuesday night we sign into some agreement, which, I don't know, 30 hours or what we talked about, we'll outline something. Yeah. I can work with Greg on outlining that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would need to have something in place.
Just because my thing is, you know, let's say this weekend all of a sudden, you know, I do rounds and there's a big leak and a mess everywhere and... I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm being honest with the city that yeah. I am not. You know, I'm somewhat familiar with the plan, but if something goes wrong, I am not.
Well, none of
you know the person, the go-to person, so to say.
You got nobody in the city you can call because. None
well, that's what I'm saying. We don't have nobody to lined up to come in, and you know, it's good to if I can come in and go, okay, there's a problem. Okay, I get on the horn, call Greg, say, hey, we got an issue here. Can you get a guy here? You know. And,
well, if we can agree on some kind of a number for, you know, for the rest of this week, and then an emergency, whatever number that is, you know, I would make that motion that we do that. But let's figure out what the numbers are that is reasonable.
It would be 50 an hour.
Yeah.
Regular hours 8 to
yeah.
4.
Yeah.
Right. And then outside them hours would be 75 an hour.
Okay. So moved.
I'm looking for a second.
So the motion exactly is to...
Is that we're going to have an interim contract with these people until next Tuesday when they can get something written up that right now we'll pay them $50 an hour, and if there's an emergency type situation that comes up, it's $75 an hour. Does that agree with you, Jeremy?
Yeah, outside normal
yeah.
hours.
Outside yeah. normal hours.
Yeah, and is that okay with you?
And then he's
going yeah. to... 15, yeah.
Until we...
And I could get the guys, probably hopefully two of them.
And then we'll consider...
Just two.
Putting a contract together for Tuesday night and signing into, you know, an agreement.
And this is kind of a band-aid until we can get a splint put on Tuesday. Okay.
So is that from Wednesday to Tuesday?
Thursday to Tuesday.
Or
the
left. Thursday, yes. Yeah. Tomorrow. From Thursday to Tuesday.
Right. Which is the contract. I guess the motion would be the contract with People Services for Thursday to Tuesday through Tuesday.
Just to come in and do the readings, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, probably
just to cover us in case something yep. goes down, because we've already been running that plant for a week now without
I'll second that.
A licensed operator.
Motion been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So.
Okay. Question. Now, do you guys provide chemicals, or do we still order them?
You guys are... We would do the ordering and stuff. We can take care of that.
Well, we're good. We have something set up with Hawkins. They come every 2 weeks, check okay. the chemicals, and keep it full for us. So we have a good working relationship with Hawkins.
And then I just to go forward for Tuesday, if you could bring... If we could do two different ideas, attack on this, like... Say 40 hours for the month, and then also just an overall fee of what you would pay for the list of things you want them to do. That makes sense?
Nope.
Yeah, just.
So basically, Chris, you're looking for something like what would it be if we do 30 hours a month? I'd say 30 would be a good number.
And then the other thing.
And then the other one would be the item or the, you know,
the flushing. You're going to
itemize
the daily stuff, all that stuff. Yeah. What that total would be, and just so we can have a kind of a
basically a blanket price, where we would take care of your water and your wastewater, basically the operations and stuff, and then the chemical, the lab fees, all that stuff still is
discharged.
The city's responsibility. You know, we would do provide the labor and do all the reporting, that kind of stuff. You guys would provide all the hardware.
One other thing, is there any way that I can know when there, whoever you have comes into the city? Because I'm going to get phone calls. If there's a stranger in town, people call. And then that way I can just say, oh, this is this person, you know, it's People Services.
They'll be coming in a white truck that says People Service on
the Couldn't site. You just check into City Hall and say we're going to be here today, so if they get any calls, they know.
Yeah. No, like, you know, in case something does happen soon, do you want the guys coming tomorrow to kind of tour the facility a little bit? And
yeah, I can be with them tomorrow.
And you'll be available? I'm not.
After,
I'll have to give them.
After 9 o'clock. I got a meeting at 8:30.
Okay. Yeah, they
are.
I'll try to get
A safety meeting in the morning. So, yeah, it won't be till after lunch.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, I'll have to check them for sure, but after lunch. Yeah, they'll come kind of check it out and, you know, get a feel for it and everything. That way, if something would happen, you can direct them if you want them to come Friday and Monday, Tuesday, that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I would not be around. I have to have a voice tomorrow, but.
All right.
I will not be around here, but I'll be.
Yeah, if you can set something up, and
we'll be definitely working on trying to get some numbers. Basically, trying for the 40-hour, you know, for a month thing, or just the blanket price on us taking care of water and sewer with the ponds and with the water plant. And
when you say just a blanket price, now that throw the hours away and just come in and just like you do at Greenow, basically you just. Say we're going to have a guy here every day this month doing his thing, and whatever's extra, that's
yeah, basically okay. Tell him you guys do not have to worry about anything with the water and the wastewater as far as providing the labor stuff. We'll take care of all the labor, everything. Okay. We'll let you know if we're ordering chemical, if we're doing this, that. You know, that you guys are going to get extra bills.
I think that would be, you know, if you could do it one bid that way and one the other, kind of, yeah, that would work out great, I think. Yeah. That we can go then.
And is there like a duration? I know that's one of the questions I'll ask is what's the length you'd be looking at a contract for, let's say, if it's the blanket one, what are we looking at?
We're going to be looking at 2 years, I bet.
I know we always like to go for 5, but a lot of times it's down to 3-year contracts.
But if we hire somebody that's qualified, we won't have to. So, you know, I would say maybe go 3 months and review it and see where you can in 3 months.
Yeah, the possibility to do maybe through the end of the year, you know, and then
and then
revisit it beginning of the year versus based on you know who filled the position, because that's really going to dictate.
No, absolutely.
You know, because then there we'd probably be looking at least then doing it. Minimum yearly contract.
And you said you like to do it 3 years at a time?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's...
Right. You don't do it yearly. It's 3 years.
We can usually do better for the cities if we can do at least 3.
Oh, okay.
But I think you understand our position.
Absolutely.
If we hire somebody, you know, they're going to be basically doing the same thing you're doing, so there's no sense in us being locked up in a contract with you for...
No, I understand that. And that's right. You know, we can kind of tailor to what the city's after.
I think, you know, the end of the year is probably good.
So the first one would probably be just a 3-month or till the end of the year kind of thing.
Yeah, because I'm guessing it's going to be October.
Yeah. It takes a while, trust me.
October at the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
It may more likely be November because I got vacation.
Because a lot of times they, if they're working now, then they got to put a notice in at their job too. And everything takes time.
Yeah, Greg, you might as well figure it till the first of the year, because with that vacation in there, right, you got to have somebody to, for his first shot.
Okay.
And you know, and as the years, they say you get to take a 3-year term, that price would be cheaper than two, wouldn't it? Instead of a 3 or 4 month thing, you know.
If what? For a, like, say a like year?
Or yeah. I mean, for this first shot, it's going to be like 4 months.
Yeah. And then it'll give us a chance to look at everything.
Right.
Too, and
see what you got.
Know. You know, it's going to be nice to have the guys coming here tomorrow and the next, you know, just talk to them and say, hey, what do you think?
Right.
You know, how much time is going to be needed, that kind of thing. And maybe, you know, that's going to obviously reflect the price, too. Mm-hmm. Nice thing is they're close. You know, they don't have ponds over in Arlington. They have an actual activated sludge wastewater plant.
Right.
Lee and Lester Prairie is the one that takes care of the New Germany ponds. So he's not very far away either, so. We need a little expertise there. He's
Arlington's a new one, isn't it?
They just did an upgrade at the wastewater plant.
Oh, okay. That's what that was. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty nice facility.
They did
a nice upgrade there.
Yep.
A lot of millions.
So I guess I ask council, what do you want to do for weekends right now?
Well, I don't think we have a choice. I'm happy to make a motion that we continue.
But that way,
do I
pass that motion?
No, we're doing weekends for Jeremy, right?
I'm just saying we want to have them do it at $75 an hour for weekends?
No, absolutely not.
If you read back the motion we made, we did approve that already.
Thursday,
$50 a day, and $75
an hour. Thursday, yeah.
But that's not weekends.
If we wanted them to do it.
No, I didn't intend it to be include weekends.
And you'd have to clarify your motion.
All right. I shall restate my motion, withdraw and restate it that just Thursday, Friday,
Monday
and Tuesday, until we get a contract going, and Jeremy will do this weekend. And now, whatever you feel comfortable with, I guess I'm open to support that. But anyway, so that's how I'm restating my motion. This is excluding Saturdays and Sundays.
You'd be amending your motion.
Amending it.
So you're going to amend your motion to only include the weekdays.
Right, and it's only 4 days. We're talking about Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Yep.
Jeremy will take care of this weekend, and we'll, after we get through with this, I think we should talk about what we're going to do with Jeremy.
Yep.
So that's my amended motion. Yeah, I have a second.
Okay, and so then the compensation for Jeremy this weekend is...
Well, no, that's a whole different...
I say you follow handbook. So I have it.
But I mean, that's what we do with you on weekends has nothing to do with this gentleman here.
No.
And my motion is dealing just with what the city's going to do Thursday, Friday, Monday,
but
Tuesday.
But if you're going to have Jeremy, if you're going to amend your motion to have Jeremy do it on Saturday and Sunday, you have to state in your motion what that compensation is going to be.
I think that's a separate item. I mean, I'd be happy to include it, but what we do with Jeremy is...
There'd be two separate issues.
Yeah.
We deal with you amending your motion to have people services take care of, you know, daily rounds and water treatment plant right now for Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
I guess you'd probably have to say, if needed, on the weekends. You know what I mean? You're probably going to have to say, if needed, because if there is a problem, you need to have agreement that they can come in.
Well... And I guess that's where that $50, the $75 comes in. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I guess that's common sense.
And then as far as me doing rounds, you know, we can address that in a separate motion. But I guess so there's a motion on the floor.
There's a motion.
Amend his
motion. Is there a second to amend that?
So to clarify, the amendment is just to amend... people serve to be during the weekday through next Tuesday.
And on the weekends,
if necessary.
If necessary.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
I think we need to include the weekends in case there's...
All in favor?
Second.
All right. Opposed? Motion's been carried to have people services during the week and also on the weekends if we need them. Okay.
And I think that covers the stuff.
That should do it for that.
In favor.
We did that.
Okay, Jeremy, are we done?
All right, so Greg, if you need anything from me, give me a call. We can get in touch. We can sit down and try to iron something out before next
I'll
Tuesday.
Yeah, it won't be. It's a short week.
Okay, right.
Friday either. Early next week, I'll probably.
Okay, sounds good.
It's going to have to be Monday. If you want to
line someone up and have them call tomorrow.
Okay.
I should be back in the office after.
Yeah, I'll give them your number and I'll get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Early afternoon.
I'll try to set something up with them.
Yeah. They can come out here and kind of check it out.
Yep.
They go out to the ponds maybe too.
Sure. Definitely.
Greg, you're right in Arlington?
What's that?
You're in Arlington?
My office is in Arlington. I actually live over by Painesville.
Oh, okay.
Between Richmond and Painesville.
Oh, that's a long ways to drive to work.
Yeah, well, I'm the region manager, so I actually, this is kind of as far east and south I go. Arlington, I should say, is what I'm. Then I go north and west as far as Barnesville, Pelican Rapids, Starbuck, Benson. So I get enough windshield time, there's no doubt. But lots of windshield time.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be at a meeting. We have Kensington, also another little small town. I'll be at a council meeting tomorrow night there.
So.
And we do, you know, if it's an option, if you guys do have a hard time finding, you know, part-time help, whatever, or your seasonal. It's one thing, you know, we do offer, like, we could get somebody here, a full-time permanent employee that could take care of basically all your city stuff, including supply and snow and, you know, you name it.
Would that be like a contract employee through your company?
Yep. You know, it's just another option out there. We, you know, tailor to what's needed by the city, so.
All right. Thanks, Greg. We'll be
you bet.
Forward on the 11th, I believe that is, next Tuesday.
Yep.
For the prices.
Okay. Yep. We'll get that out together for you.
All right.
10th.
Thank you.
September 10th.
10th. I'm sorry.
10th, yeah.
Is it the 10th? Okay.
Yep.
It is the 10th.
So. Okay.
Thanks
Greg.
Okay, as for Jeremy, what does the handbook say? As far as you doing the
reading? On rounds, basically you get a minimum of 2 hours.
Okay.
And what I talked about last meeting is I'd be willing to do on the weekends to comp the 2 hours. But as I said, I wish Dick was here. I don't know if you want to wait and deal with our interim help, come back to this with Dick to get his perspective. But I guess I was willing to do them for the 2 hours and just, you know, basically comp time. And Dick didn't like that idea of me getting another 2 weeks vacation by doing rounds on weekends. And I really guess I didn't get where he was coming from when you were paying Dennis, you know, $80 a weekend.
But we're going to have to use it this, we're going to have to use Jeremy this weekend. So we're going to have to.
So I guess that, for this weekend, we should have just addressed it for this weekend.
Right.
And, you know, last weekend, basically I took 2 hours for it because that's what handbook says.
Yep.
And that's I don't know unless you guys want to change it.
Shouldn't even need a motion because it's in the handbook. Shouldn't even need a motion, really. That's what it says. That's what it says. That's
so that's what I say. That's why you have the handbook. If you want to change to what it will be, then you need, we need to change the handbook.
No, then just move on.
Yeah. No. You know, and then moving forward, we can address that Tuesday night. Something to think about.
Does that say you have the option of getting paid or getting comp time? And if it's comp time, can you accumulate the comp time?
It's paid 2 hours, it says.
So you get the money.
So, or you can comp it.
Okay.
One or the other.
But and if you comp it, and I'm not saying I'm just asking because I don't know.
You know, something next meeting we could address by you know making a motion to deal with it. Because like I said, what I told Dick, I'd be willing to do them, you know, $25 a day versus where you're paying Dennis $40 a day.
And I think that makes sense. Or you spend $75.
Yeah, right. You know, so I was trying to. So
I guess I don't know where.
And when Dick was against it, I guess I don't know where he's coming from.
Yeah,
I'd like him present.
Right. I think Dick should be present while we're doing this. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the meantime, you know, we need to look at interim employee. And Dan is here. He's shown some interest that he'd be willing to help out the city. So Dan, maybe you want to come up and sit in the hot seat. So I guess in the meantime, we need to look at hiring someone. My basic responsibilities I'd be looking at to hire someone would be they could take care of the mowing yet this year, read water meters,
You know, I don't see paying people services $50 for water.
No.
And then the other main thing would be the cleaning of this building and the hall. I had talked to a cleaning company for them to get me an estimate, but they never got me nothing for tonight. But if we were to hire someone, and I guess what maybe we should ask Dan, are you capable of running like an X-marked
lawnmower?
Zero-turn?
Yes.
Lawnmower?
Yes.
Have any issues with cleaning the buildings?
No, I do it every night at work.
All right, and then reading meters, which
no.
is pretty much self-explanatory.
Yep.
Basically, with reading the meters, you have a touch meter. You got to go around all the houses and get the reading and write it down on a sheet. So it's pretty cut and dry. You know, and then I guess any other maintenance issues that you know Dan would be comfortable dealing with. You know, if Dan isn't comfortable doing them, I guess we'll just have to hire someone and contract those services out in the meantime. I mean, I don't know what other options we have. But it's just so we can keep things moving, because we do have three hall rentals coming up the first 3 weeks here in September, and then we have three rentals in October. So.
And I think we got to hire somebody soon so they get up to speed, because you're going to be gone for a couple of weeks
right,
in October.
Right.
How many other people have applied?
I think I've handed out 18 applications.
Mm-hmm. For the part-time deal or for the full-time?
Full-time.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody else? Well, we haven't got a part-time job posting, have we?
No, we didn't do no posting. We're just looking to fill it.
Okay.
You say currently you're working right now overnights? Or?
Yes, I work evenings 6 to close at the bar here in town.
Okay. That's right. And for part-time hours, we're looking at how many hours a week?
I suppose it's going to vary. You know, when we got to read meters, that's a good 6-7 hours. If you'd have to mow that week, I guess.
Oh, is it going to be an on-call type basis? Is that it, or?
You know, right now, I guess council needs to set that. What do you want him to work? I guess if you're looking at cleaning the hall, you're looking at almost a day to do everything and clean the hall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's going to be a weekly thing with all the rentals we have coming up. And then this needs to be cleaned. It's probably an hour to clean this. This probably could be cleaned every 2 weeks, I would think. When
if it rains, mud gets
trapped. I know. It's nice to have it cleaned weekly. Dennis used to clean it every Friday. So I guess I don't know what council wants to go off. I mean, what I would go off is what Dennis was doing of getting the bare minimums done. You know, and we'd probably be looking at 20 hours a week. Because if you got to mow, right now it's hard to say. Is it going to rain again? Do we need to mow? So that, you know, it's hard to judge that. But if you did mow, you know, that's 10 hours a week. You know, so you have 10 hours in just mowing and cleaning, typically, in a week up to that.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
10? You say it takes about an hour to clean the hall?
Well, it's an hour here, 6 to 8 at the hall.
Okay.
You know, and then if you have mowing, that's another 10. So it's up to 20 hours a week,
sure.
Actually, when you take those three main things that I'm looking to cover.
And if there's something else going on that you require more?
Right.
So, do you need a motion for that, or can we just hire them outright, or how does it work?
I think we're all right hiring them, but what we're going to do, Dan, is I'm going to put a letter together, you know, if the council approves it tonight, basically, you know, letting you know that this is a temporary part-time position, and it would be subject to a background check, and then possible drug and alcohol testing, if council would require that. I guess that's up to council. A background check, I think, is a must.
Well, I think drug and alcohol, that's equal for everybody.
So I guess, one, you'd have to, I guess, if you're looking to have Dan do it versus contracting everything out, and it's cheaper to hire one, and it's nice just to work with one person.
And it's local.
Yeah. So really, I guess what we'd have to look at is, obviously, it's a part-time temporary position. There's going to be no benefits tied to the position right now. And then I guess what you'd like to look at an hourly rate.
Yeah. Is he going to work set hours then, say like noon to 4 or 8 to noon, or is he going to make up his own?
I think that's up to Jeremy to make up.
I think he could make up his own as long as they're in the 7 to 3:30 window that normally Dennis work. I guess what I would, all I'm looking for right now, and I don't know what council's thoughts are, that these things get done within them, within the week in that window. I mean, obviously, you know.
Like closing the bar.
That don't matter. I used to do it working down Mankato, 7 o'clock. I was up by 6 the next morning anyways, so it don't matter.
And if it comes in at works 9 to 3 each day, I'm fine with that. I mean, I guess I would think council doesn't want them working, you know, 8 o'clock at night. Or
no, and there's no reason for them to do that.
Normal working hours. I guess I'm open to what council is comfortable with. I'm comfortable with working within that 7 to 3:30 window and kind of keeping it flexible.
And
I just want them done. I guess my main thing is this hall. Hall needs to be cleaned by Thursday of each week. You know, this place can be cleaned. It typically was cleaned every Friday morning. Reading meters, that's once a month. You know, so that's not too earth-shattering. And there may be some other odds and ends.
There's always something going on around town.
There is. Honestly, there's always something.
Yeah. I think. Are you happy, or are you satisfied with 20 hours a week? Is that going to be enough? I know it takes. There's times that 20 hours might be way more, but the next week.
Well, do we have to give him a set number of hours a week, or can we just use him as we need him as long as he doesn't go over 40 and make it full time?
Okay.
Do
you want to leave that up to Jeremy for his discretion? What's that?
Can't go over 29 and a half.
Can't go over part time.
Otherwise, you're considered full time.
Well, anything under 32 hours a week is considered part time. That's according to the state regs. Anything 32 and over is considered full time.
But I think we can dictate. I'd have to check with the attorney once on. But right now, I would say 20 hours. Just say 20 hours a week for now, and I can check with the attorney what.
Yeah.
What the, I don't know if we can set that or not. If we have the authority to set our hours.
You're sure
what we want to.
Well, no, I guess what I'm looking at is if. You know, do we really need to limit him if we need to use him? You know,
I'd say 20 to 30 hours right now.
That's kind of, you know, that's kind of what I'm seeing. I mean, if we do have something that has to get done, can he work over the 20 hours we set? Is basically what I'm looking at. You know, I'm not saying that he has to work that goes many hours, but are we going to be able to let him?
So you're saying if 1 week there's 15 hours. So that's what
the next week is
30.
Yeah,
does,
exactly. Right. That type of thing.
Well, if you get a 3-day rainstorm, you can't cut grass when it's raining out. You know, so you may not work at all those days.
That's right.
And do we have to guarantee a certain number of hours? Or could we put a cap on it?
I'd say up to 30 hours. What do you think, Chris? Just say up to 30 hours a week.
And
that way, it covers yourself for any.
At your discretion.
At Jeremy's discretion. Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. He's got to know what's going on in town.
Oh, yeah?
He's got to know what's going on. He's run it for the last 20 years.
17,
sorry about that. So, yeah, well, under Jeremy's discretion, I would say.
So then what's the compensation? What have you found on this or what's the?
Basically, the range I found is 9 to 13 bucks for, like, your part-time or summer help.
How about if we split that? 11? Just a thought.
One of the things I was going to recommend we at least do 10 bucks, that's what we pay our election judges. I guess I don't know, Dan, are you looking for?
That's fine.
Just
do you have a number that you need? Or?
No, I don't. I just work to me.
Well, I'll make a motion then that we move forward with Dan as the part-time interim maintenance worker. At the 10, is it what you said? Or we're going to go.
We're going to split the difference at 11.
Okay, so $11 an hour with a maximum of 30 hours a week.
I will second that.
Depending
Contingent on a criminal background check and drug and alcohol tests.
Second motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carried. Well, Dan,
do you have a number, Dan?
Yeah, 602.
Well, or if you just want to write it down on there, you don't have to give it
to
the recording.
Yeah,
that recording.
Call you after he's listening to the recording.
And then I can get a hold of you and we can run through all the steps and get you going. Okay? Yeah,
sounds good.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Welcome to Amber.
Thank you.
What about the hours?
What's that?
What about the hours?
We set up to 30.
No, I meant during the day. That's just when you want.
That's something that Jeremy can sit down
and okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Talk about.
That. And the motion you said, yep. My discretion?
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
All right.
So.
All right.
All right, so I think that kind of covers where we're at with getting intern help and covering water and sewer. I mean, our main bases, I think, that we need to cover.
With these guys here, if they do a good job and if they'll work out a good rate for us, can we consider keeping them on? Even if we do hire a full-time guy that has the stuff, because that would be an extra 5 to 10 hours a week, we could have him doing other things that he wouldn't have to actually do the water and sewer stuff.
That's definitely an option.
I mean, that's
that way we know what's going to get done. Jeremy's
exactly.
Not going to get no more of these letters that are
exactly.
Delinquent here and there, you know.
Exactly, and the thing, it's not going to be, it won't be a problem that way. Again, and it would also free up the new city maintenance worker to do other things and get, you know, that instead of, you know, wasting another, not necessarily wasting, but it would free up between 5 and 10 hours or however many hours we're going to contract with them for a week. So there'd be more things he could actually do.
And that's almost a thing to, on the hiring of the next guy, that if we don't need that back or that kind of a background for him, we can hire another, just a regular guy and keep these guys on.
Exactly.
You know, instead of paying somebody.
Well, I know, like with City of New Germany, they hire them to kind of take care of their water and wastewater needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just have 2 part-time people.
Yeah.
They take care of their maintenance day.
Right.
Needs.
And part-time people.
And I have checked around because we've talked about other people, and both are roughly at, you know, $50 an hour is what they charge. So if we can contract, like you said, with them and maybe at $40 an hour, I think that'd be a better deal. And the thing I like with people services is that you're not tied to one person. They have a number of operators in the area. So,
yeah,
you know, if he's tied up in working for another city and we're contracting with one person that's taking care of 4 cities and he has an issue in another city and now we have an issue,
yeah.
Now what do we do?
Right.
You know, it's just that's the added bonus of why I weighed going with people services versus an individual.
I think this is good, people services. I think that's a very good idea. It's going to take a lot of strain off of everybody else.
Well, exactly. And
it gives you peace of mind.
That way we know what gets done and it's going to get done.
Right.
And if we do have a problem, it will get fixed.
Right.
Even if it does cost $75 an hour,
right.
It will get fixed.
Right.
So.
And this is what they do. I mean, that's what they do. We take care of the part-time, they can do the rest. But we'll see what he comes up with on a wage or hourly rate or a monthly deal, hopefully.
And when you talk to him, do you want to just ask him what his 3-year rate would be?
Sure, the 3-year contract.
Just to get an idea, because I'm trying to remember this, the ad that went out, if we've stated the number of hours that were on the ad, or did we just call it full-time?
For the ad, we just said full-time. Full-time public works maintenance worker. We did not dictate hours.
My thought now is that, like what Bob was saying, if these guys can take care of 5 to 10 hours, let's say it's 10 hours of work, let's just put it there. That puts that maintenance worker at 30 hours. If we pay these and contract these people, we may save that in the lack of benefits we have to pay out.
But if these guys want $30 an hour, you know.
At 30, you probably could, but I think if they're 40 or above,
yeah,
then you're right. So it really depends what, yeah. So something to weigh, yeah.
Yep.
The other thing, if you have part-time people, you have to pay benefits. Save some money there, too.
Right. But I think there are benefits of having a full-time person that's able to kind of take care of everything versus mm-hmm. juggling around a lot of things, too. And like I said, city was fortunate enough to have somebody here 20 years that, you know, so they knew a lot of the ropes. You know, after a while, that there is value in retaining employees. So I guess the only other thing then kind of I got is, you know, we never really, we're kind of pushing this through quite quickly, but one thing we never talked about with this public works maintenance worker is salary range. It's the number one question I'm getting right now. I've talked to other cities, and roughly the range is from about $16 to $22 an hour.
Yeah, it all depends on qualifications, right. Certifications, how long they've been in the
you but know, all I'm asking experience. Is to set a, you know, where we're probably going to have to set a salary range. And at some time, you know, we're going to have to set a salary.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I understand that's something the committee can put can do, I don't think. I mean, right now, I think we can just leave it as
another thing to consider is we should maybe
there's
consider several, response time, too.
There's several government websites that actually give you a national and state mean on jobs like that. I can't remember them right now, but I know that when I was unemployed there, I was, that's one of the things that we were doing was going through that to see just exactly what the mean on that kind of thing was. So.
Jeremy said something about the response time, and that's another important factor on that. That you know,
I'd have to check on the legality of that first, right. Though.
Well, yeah. On the person's responsibility.
Yeah, if we can require.
Well, again, that's something I think we can talk about.
Does everybody feel good with that? I mean, with the part time. I'm
just the mayor had in mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad that that's come about. Otherwise, we would have been, you know, Coon Creek.
It's not done yet.
Yeah. But, okay. Did you want to?
Yeah. If there's nothing else on the interim help or any other
issues
in relating to the open maintenance position, we can move forward to the proposed budget for 2014.
Okay.
So basically from when we last met, I just made some quick changes on, got some numbers in on basically property and casualty insurance, so I've made some adjustments there. Throughout the general fund and the water and sewer fund. Other than that, you know, haven't made much changes. Like I said, the main thing, probably best thing to go off tonight is maybe to discuss, I think, Mr. Odoms, you got us some prices. We were looking at $22,000 to about $32,000 for new generator
about,
for lift station,
right.
Roughly in that range between the two.
Right. And we should be getting those.
So I guess the first thing I would ask the council, do they have any questions or concern as to how the budget is presented right now? One of the things I'll point out, like on page 2, one thing I like to do is show the property tax increase on how the current budget is, and you see right now we'd be looking at 0%. And then if you look at page 7, it'll show you roughly under net income and loss towards the bottom there. Mm-hmm. Go to the far right corner column, 2014 budget. It'll show you roughly of $103,921 to play with. Basically kind of going off last year's budget.
But you also...
But that does include LGA, which we've talked about taking out, which is $72,948. So I guess it's the council's wishes to just remove that totally.
I would like to see us
just do a in the column on in the general fund for revenues,
I can eliminate that and then just keep the bullet there, bullet point one, just to note that.
Because we don't know that we're going to get it, right?
We're 90% sure we'll get it.
Yeah.
But that's where...
The future of it.
Yeah. And that's where cities right now, why they're doing more and more assessment policy reviews and all sorts of other increases, is because they put the LGA into their operating budget.
And not dictate it for specific things.
Yes. Right. So I don't want us to get caught up in that. One year, all of a sudden, we have to increase our revenue.
If we don't have it in the budget and we're not depending on it, you know, if we get it, then it's great.
Yep.
And I think that's more crucial.
And when we get it, what we've done the last couple of years, that's been dedicated towards street improvements. So if that's council's wishes, I can and will remove that from the budget and just keep that as a side note. You know, and then when you take that into consideration, if we take LGA out, we're still looking at, you know, we have $30,900 in the budget projected.
Left over?
And that's with a 0% tax increase. But one thing I do want to point out, that does not include any street improvements, which then we would kind of, we could dictate that excess money and LGA, that those monies would go for street improvements or the council would feel they want to, where they want to put those monies.
But didn't, it seems to me, Jeremy, that at the end of last year, 2012, didn't the city have about $30,000 left over?
Yeah, we did take that money, those monies, and put it into the city savings account for future capital purchases.
Yes, and you know,
I always evaluate that at the end of the year where we're at.
Well, and I guess, you know, just from a taxpayer standpoint, you know, if the taxes aren't going up and we're going to have $30,000 left over like we did last year, I guess I, you know this better than I do. This is my first time of sitting on a council and talking about this, but I'm, you know, I'm comfortable with what you've done. The taxes aren't going up and we're going to have some money left over at the end of the year. And it was the same as last year, so
And that's not, I don't have no major improvements or purchases, you know, in the budget here. I will be meeting Friday with our engineer to kind of start process and going through what Chris is looking at now, streets, and getting estimates together for street projects. So I can hopefully kind of get a rough number put together for Tuesday night when we need to finalize this and set our preliminary levy. So I'll be working on that, which I see is probably our biggest thing. And like I said, if there's anything on the wish list that's not included in the budget that we want to add, or there's other items we want to add to the wish list, or there's other items we want to, whether it's equipment, major improvements, you know, or money towards future capital purchases, that needs to be put in the budget now. So that way we can look at what the potential increase and what we'd have to set the tax levy at. Because like I said, we can't go higher when we go to set our final levy. We can always go lower. So basically what I tell council, if there's something you want in the budget, we have to add it now. We won't be able to add it later and be able to increase taxes to cover for it. So
do you anticipate any major expenses up at the community hall?
You know, I don't, but I can't promise nothing.
No, but I mean, the roof is in good shape and it doesn't have a whole lot of leaks in it.
You know, there's some issues at the park, but that's been like that for 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that roof's leaked.
Yeah.
The hall, you know, in the future here, I know them steps, there's going to be a point where I don't see no major expenses with the steps, but there may be some work or railings or spindles and boards that need to be replaced, you know, minor type things. But as far as major things, one of the things we're going to have to look at the hall is redoing that floor, sanding it down and refinishing it.
I thought you meant the arts floor. Just
No, basically the dance floor there.
That one heater, did that, I know we had somebody worked on that last year. Was that last year that one heater went dead?
This is just a simple repair, so okay. Just a part. It wasn't,
and both of those heaters are, I know they're getting old.
Yeah. You know, the good thing is you know, like you said, that $30,000 we put away last year, we can pull that money from savings, say we have a major issue, mm-hmm. you know, to purchase something. I mean, that's why we put those monies away, right. So we have them for when, you know, stuff happens or
and
things go
wrong.
That's
what you would probably do at the end of this year, right?
Yeah, and we'll look at it again this yeah. year, you know, because even, you know, you can, you know, there's options you can do is put them monies away for future capital purchases. Or you can take those monies and throw it into the next year's budget to lower the tax levy, too, at the final. You know, there are them options.
Yeah, we just can't go above what we...
Right, exactly.
How come the Sheriff's Department went up so much in your...
I was quite surprised by that when I got those price increases. Normally, it's, you know, it hasn't been more than 5%, but it was almost 10% this year.
Mm-hmm. Did they give a justification?
What? No, they did not.
And we're getting the same amount of coverage?
Yes, it'd be the same coverage. One thing you could look at to kind of almost, and what I would suggest to council when we come to, you know, setting the final budget, what I would consider is maybe cutting the CSO hours down to 2 from 2.5. You know, and that roughly would save us almost the cost of the increase. And I think me and Sue have talked. I think 2 hours, you know, would be sufficient a week for a CSO. For any issues we'd have to address, I think it'd be more than plenty. So that'd be something we could look at adjusting our contract to them to keep them costs about the same as last year. By just reducing that from 2.5 hours a week to 2.
What if we didn't have a CSO at all and we needed something, a paper served or whatever, for somebody that's got junk in your yard? Would the regular deputies do that?
That's hard. It's hard to get them to take care of them type nuisance issues, right. Dogs.
They're spread rather thin.
Yeah.
So.
I really, personally, I think the CSO is great because it, you know, then myself or maintenance or the deputy clerk doesn't have to go to the door and hand them a notice and,
Dog bites
or any of those issues. I really value that service, to be honest. Because it's not even that. It's just when we have nuisances or dog issues, those type complaints that normally probably wouldn't get addressed by a deputy do then get addressed.
When a deputy goes up to the door with a badge on, it's a little different than a regular person.
Well, they still think they're...
Oh, I'm sure.
Because we've gotten phone calls about people complaining and asking why we have to send a deputy to their... And I say, well, I always tell them, I say, well, one, I sent you a friendly letter, got no response. So then by our ordinance, we have to do it, you know, we have to post it. So I think it's a valuable service, and you're seeing more and more cities use them. And plus, having a deputy do that, that would probably fall under... your prosecution contractor services, whereas then we'd probably be paying a higher rate to have them do that. You know, probably double, if not triple, to have them carry out them services, because they may not be contractual services, you know, under our current contract. So we'd probably be possibly paying 3 times the price to have a deputy take care of them nuisance type issues.
And if I call in for a CSO, usually within a couple hours they're out here to do whatever we have need them to do. And we're a deputy. I'm wondering if it takes longer because of these other duties. Just a thought.
I did notice that do we have to recontract up for spraying this year for flies and mosquitoes?
Yes, that is coming up.
Is that going to be going up more or less?
I haven't seen no numbers on that.
Do we have to have that in for this?
Yeah, I mean, I have it in there under our current rates, but we could maybe, you know, put a percentage increase.
Where is that at?
Under public safety, animal and mosquito control.
What page is that on there?
So I did up at $100 from last year, but I know last year a lot of that, we had a lot of animal turned in that added up too. quite huge expenses.
What page is that?
It's on page 6. Yeah, so maybe in there we want to, you know, maybe add $100 to that to cover a possible increase.
You already said you added $100 to it, or do you want?
Yeah, from 2013. But if you look at the 2012 year in totals, 3376.
Wow.
3376. But like I said, a lot of that was animal, not mosquito, because we did have, and it's so hard to judge because there's so many variables. One year we may have one dog issue.
Yeah.
Next year we may have eight.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to dictate what.
Yeah.
And so kind of when I do my budget, I take a 3 to 5 year average, and then I figure out what a possible increase, you know, like electricity, then add 5% to that. Or,
under the park and recreation budget, under equipment and capital improvements, I was looking back at some of my emails in regards to the obstacle course deal that we talked about previously.
Yeah.
And the range was between like 2,200 and
3,800. Yeah, I got them on the desk and 30, yeah, at $4,000. It was basically 2 to 4. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was wondering if we would put, you know,
$3,000 into it.
Yeah, put three in on that budget line. If anyone had any objections.
Yeah, I think if we're considering, we throw it in now. It can always be taken out.
Yep.
So anything you're considering, I think, needs to be thrown in there right now.
And the generator has not been thrown in there for the lift station?
No, and in that more so, I think the sewer fund, that come out of the sewer fund.
So we don't have to budget
and
that?
And the sewer's healthy. I mean, we should still budget it,
okay,
you know, if we're considering it. But it really won't, shouldn't affect the tax levy because we don't have no monies coming from the general fund into the sewer fund.
Right.
Right.
So as you can see, the healthiest fund we have is the sewer fund.
Can you take some of that out of the public utilities for maintenance? You know, for
I'd say it all come out of the sewer fund.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would
say
it's, yeah, it's healthy. It's not like
Yeah, that's good.
Council. Thoughts or wishes to add that in, or
I guess if, you know, if that thing taps out, you know, we're in the world of third, he's 30 years old.
I would say, you know, put it in there and see whether it's going to have an impact. We can always back it out on the final one. So
we'll bring Mayor Maltz up to speed here a little bit. We're talking about the generator, which was at 22 to 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we want to put
plus
that
we'd
in
have to put a cement pad.
Right. Yeah. They said they would do the pad, but you know, it'd be cheaper if we got it done.
Right.
Does Brad's company do cement?
I don't think so.
No.
And we want to stick that into the budget. That would most likely, as Jeremy said, come out of the sewer fund. But we want to put it in there. If we're going to throw it out after a while, we can throw it out, but you can't put it in later, as you know.
Right.
You know, if that one would go down and be not repairable, there's sufficient monies in the sewer fund to pull from to buy, to purchase a new generator.
Well, you know, I've been always putting a lot of things to this LGA money. You know, if something comes up, you know, there's something to fall back on if we don't have it here.
We did talk about that earlier, about just taking it out, and then when we set the final, we would dedicate it for either street repairs or whatever, you know, we'd dedicate it for certain items. So if we change that to $32,000 for equipment improvements under the sewer from $2,000, feel that's sufficient, having $30,000 covered new generator?
Well, they said it'd be $30,000, and then the transfer switch is about $2,000. And then you have to get an electrician out here to take and hook it all together. And the problem is you got three people. Then you got the generator company, you got the transfer switch company, and you got the electrician. So if there's a problem, you know, and we're looking at, you know, $33,000 or $34,000 a minute. Whereas this Generac outfit, you know, they said the whole thing. They do the whole thing, and they're figuring about $22,000.
Generac is a good name. And my kid has got it out of his house.
When you see a lot of those, like all these tower sites, and, you know,
if you're comfortable with the low bid, then You're comfortable with putting that low bid in the budget?
Put it at 25.
Estimate. So put it at 25.
Well, yeah, because yeah, I get cement, I get a cement pad in there.
Yeah. And they got to bolt it down. And
$25,000 then?
Where was that generator out of?
Someplace in North Metro.
Okay.
I say we put the higher bid in just because it is higher and we can always go lower.
I think that's a good idea, Bob. I agree with that. Put the
35 in. 35. Yeah. That one I'm not too concerned with. You know, sewer fund is sufficient. So what we've done, Mr. Maltz, is in the equipment and capital improvements, we added $3,000 under the parks fund for a possible inflatable obstacle course. We've eliminated LGA from the budget.
That's good.
And then now we've just added the generator. So to get council up to speed, by taking out LGA, adding in the $3,000, so I'm just dealing with the general fund right now, it's still leaving us with $27,900 of a projected net income at the end of 2014. But like I've said, it really doesn't include any major capital purchases or improvements in the general fund other than what we just added for the inflatable obstacle course, and it does not include any street repairs for 2014.
Well, I'm looking at the
5-year plan.
Yeah, 5-year plan. The next street that needs to be discussed or touched is Sophia.
Yep.
And if you look at the estimates are accurate, to do that, we're looking almost $300,000, so it wouldn't be something we would be levying for anyway, I'm going to assume, because it's going to be
a bonding type.
But, it's going to be a total recon based on what they have us listed doing there.
Yep. So what you can do is set aside, dictate that 70 or 50 or whatever that we're going to put towards that project so we don't have to bond for it all. You know, that way you keep the amount of your payments down. And so that's an option too.
And you still have to do the assessment of 20% of that, right?
Well, if it's an actual total recon, we'll get the 20% probably just by, curve. Or, really it'll depend on what we set the policy at.
Yeah.
But, typically, we haven't done mill and overlay, but we've assessed curve. If the curve comes out to be 20% of the project, then we're okay. Or if there's, base materials, those type things, if those items add up to, 20% of the project, then we're fine with having that 20% minimum. But I still say we should set a policy and go with that. Yeah, and I know the next two projects that are on the docket are big ones. Sophia and Jacob.
Is there any other issues that you got? A
question I have with the stormwater.
Yep.
Last year we had that rate study done.
Yep.
And I'm and I should have checked this before I came in today, but we changed the rate, if I remember right, last year to 1675, right? Or did we change it to 1920?
25 and 40.
$25 and $40. That's right.
Okay. Yep.
So we don't have to, because I know last year we talked about there would be a gradual increase if we did.
Yeah, and typically like the water, stormwater and sewer rates, I don't worry about till final.
Okay.
Because that, really the, unless you want to consider transferring any monies, from general fund, then we would need to address that now. If we're not looking to, as you can see, like the water, I still have in there $12,000 budgeted to be transferred from the general fund, which we've done over the years. We've also talked about trying to get away from that. And also in the stormwater, There's $6,800 coming from the general fund. Sewer, we have no money is being transferred in. That's quite sufficient. So, yeah, the only thing for preliminary budget, we just need to address it if we're looking to transfer more monies into those lines.
No, we need them.
So then, like, the final rates, we usually take care of that when we set the final budget, because then we set all our city fee schedules at that time. And like I said, any other things that council would be thinking of, I know one of the things that needs to be done in the park, but I guess that's kind of depends what we do with the bathrooms, because that soffit and fascia for them bathrooms is bad. That needs to be replaced. All the other park buildings, I think we've kind of, you know, we've updated in the last 5 years, you know, minus the big shelter. Like I said, that does leak, but it's not like it's having any major effects.
And there's enough money that's been transferred in over the years, depending on what we end up doing with the handicap deal, the bathroom, there should be enough money there to pull from too. So.
And as far as any other, you know, so really what you have is parks, the hall, and this building, where you get into where you could possibly have some major things. I mean, the only other thing is Bobcat's getting up there in years. The one-ton truck, that's 13 years old now. That's getting up there. But we do have the, you know, we have that Ranger. That's quite new. I'm trying to think any other mower. I guess that would be something if we want to look at getting back into, you know, trade-in program again with the mower. Or
I'm asking him that. I seen here was a buyback program. What was that? We own that now, don't we?
Well, it was supposed to be every 2 years, but then we, I think, was it last year they just put a brand new motor in? So it's quite pretty good yet, because they ended up having to put a new mower in it. So really, that mower is only, is it a year old?
Mower?
Yeah, was it last year they put a new mower in?
Yeah, I think so.
It might be 2 years already.
Or maybe two.
Time flies.
I know, that's what I'm trying. I mean, it's still recently new. It all comes down to that, do you want to ride her till she dies, or every 2-3 years, or every get on that, I believe it's every 2 years trade-in program with them. I'm just trying to think any other things.
Did we do in the parking lot here, do the striping in front of the fire hall?
Just did that a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I know. This is looking kind of light out here. This on the side here looks good. This
is out here. The traffic, you know, more here.
Yeah. I didn't know if that was something you wanted to consider, here repainted or re-lined or whatever. I know that's going to
bring sure that up before. It cost more than $500.
Yeah. And is that place that does the gravel on top? Do they do that, or who does that?
Lonnie Coles, who does our street sweeping, does it.
Oh, okay.
He does it. Fairly reasonable price.
And that other, the other street past the Timberline there, was, is that getting sealed?
See, that's some of the things.
That wasn't that already seal coated once?
No, I don't believe it was it?
Did we seal coat those?
I thought it was on that street. Oh, yeah.
You're going to be meeting with the.
Yeah, we seal coated it in 2012.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just did it, I thought. I was just going to look it up.
Okay.
We did that along
both
with
both in Louisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think there's a part of Brad we did. End of Brad.
That's right.
I remember that.
Yeah, the newer stuff
Don't know of any other major improvements other than, you know, possible breakdowns or emergency
things. Will happen. You got to deal with them.
Yeah.
Can't predict.
Yeah.
Tonight we set the prelim, right?
No. What's it?
Tuesday we
set. Tuesday, yes.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, and that's a thing where if we're comfortable with that, we can always say, you know, 3% increase and reduce it to zero. at the final. You know, maybe it's always that option.
When tomorrow, when they go and do the stuff that they're going to do up at the water tower and it stays standing after, do they give us a report, tell us?
Yeah. Typically, they do an inspection report and get that to us. So.
When do they expect to have that done, the water tower? This weekend or not?
They're hoping this week, yeah. Yeah, they're hoping to prime it tomorrow and have it done and out of here by Saturday.
And so when are they going to drain it?
I will be turning the pumps off tonight after this meeting.
Really?
Yeah. So then as people use water, they'll draw down the water. And he says as long as if I do that tonight, the tank will get to the same temperature, you know, as outside, you know, versus having two different temperatures, that makes it sweat.
Yeah.
So that's, I talked to the guy this morning. He came in this afternoon and told me, he says, you can shut him down tonight.
Has Brad got the other fire departments around the area?
I've told Brad about it today, that I'd be drawing her down tonight. So.
Will we conceivably be totally out of water tomorrow sometime?
I wouldn't think so.
Shouldn't.
We probably have low water pressure, but I make no promises, but you should have water.
Tomorrow wouldn't be the day to flush the hydrants.
No.
Isn't there a way that they did another year?
There's a way to
bypass,
to bypass
so
through one of the hydrants.
Keep the pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, just eliminate the tower.
Yeah. To go on and off.
How that place. Works, I don't know. So it'd be up to them guys if they know. I don't know. Dennis tell me that.
We've done that before. Yeah. The pumps just keep the pressure in.
Yeah.
I'd just say, just for the sake of conversation here, and we don't know what maybe is going to come out of the pipeline from up with that. It's just, you want to just bump the budget by 5% and then we can finalize it on.
Look at that, and then you can see where we're at with a 5%. What?
Then that way, if there's anything else that anybody wants to do.
One thing I'll point out that I do put on the budget, you'll see I always, on page 2, towards the bottom, property tax increase. You can see a 1% increase or decrease is equal to $3,952.10.
Okay.
So, you know, by going up 5%, that roughly adds another $20,000 to the 2014 budget.
But do we need it at this point? Or is it just a cushion of water?
Just a cushion in case some bad news comes from the water tower, or if we end up not finding a solid candidate. And we have to use people serve for
and contract other things or something, or yeah.
So they were here tonight?
Yeah.
So basically, the deal we made with them is for till next Tuesday, till they put something. They're going to look at two options: one, a up to 30 hours a month, what they would give us for a price for that, and then a detailed description of what we want, what we feel we want. You know, each month what they'll do at a set price, and they're going to come with two options there on Tuesday. In the meantime, we agreed to contract with them at $50 an hour between basically work hours 8 to 4. It'd be $50 an hour. And if we called them out on an emergency or maintenance issue after those hours, it'd be $75, yeah. So we did that in the meantime until we had a contract, hoping then they'll give us a better price if we go with a set contract then. Just to cover ourselves.
Yeah. Have we considered, you know, if it's going to be a year before somebody gets licensed or whatnot, and we have to use this people services, can we figure that into the budget for the next year also? Or
well,
should we?
And that's why I figure if we have a 5%, right now we talk about increasing by 5%, it gives us that option to build that in case we don't get a viable candidate by the time we have to set the final budget.
That, the other thing to take into consideration is, I don't know where that new person is going to be at, but he's probably, you know, I can't say for sure, but be at the levels that Dennis was at, you know, benefit wise, you know, it's hourly. I mean, I don't know that council's going to start them at 20 and a half. You know, they're probably going to start them lower. So there's some wiggle room there, too, with that difference in wages that Dennis was making versus new hiring.
And he has to be here for about 90 days or something before he gets benefits, or how long a new employee full-time?
Oh, I might have to look at him, but I think it's either 3 or 6 months.
Okay.
Any other considerations or concerns for?
I think he did a good job.
2014. And like I said, for the final budget too, I'll try to give a projected, you know, net income too.
Have you talked with any insurance companies yet? When do they come out with their?
See, and that's what I hate. Are you talking health? Yeah. I usually don't get that till October.
What is this new program that's starting October 1st?
That's the mid-share.
Yeah.
That's the state.
Right.
And I don't have all the details on that yet. It's just all starting to come out now.
Right. But I'm just wondering, is that something that city government is available to use too?
I would think so. I'll talk to.
You probably know things about it.
A little bit, not enough, but you know, anybody basically can use it.
Is it good or bad?
Yeah.
Still up in the air now. They got data issues. Data privacy issues that they have to work through.
Right, but the concept. Is it going to be good or is it going to be bad?
And it's based on your income.
Well, there's also like 3 tiers, so each tier is a different dollar amount.
Yeah.
So you may get less benefit from the lowest tier based on what you currently have with your employer. So for someone who's younger who doesn't have health issues, it'll probably be a pretty decent thing.
So okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone who has a lot of health issues might be a little spendy.
Okay. Because I know one of the big things I think they're going to hit hard on is people that smoke. I know you're going to pay extra crazy. I guess that's going to get hit pretty hard, I've heard. So yeah, health insurance is definitely going to be a learning curve over the next couple of years.
A lot of stuff I've read is it could be this, it may be that, they haven't decided yet. Yeah, it's tonight.
Mosquito?
Yeah.
Mosquito spray. No, just after all. You know, just.
Yeah, so my plan is I got to talk to our broker agent anyways for the Cobra coverage. So I'll try to hit him up on that to start looking at options here, what we want to do or where we want to go. I don't know if anybody's heard or seen with theirs if what premiums are going to do. I don't know what. I have no idea.
I
haven't heard any good things, to be honest.
Look on the bright side, maybe.
Well, I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made, seconded to adjourn. Is it all in favor?